This morning felt strangely unfamiliar. For the first time in almost 2 weeks, there was nowhere I urgently needed to be. No recruit class waiting, no stack of legal material to organize before daylight, no mental rehearsing of lecture points before my feet even touched the floor. The intensity that had governed my days had finally gone quiet, and I think my heart noticed the silence before the rest of me did. I had spent the past couple of weeks doing what needed to be done. Full days, teaching law enforcement recruits, while still trying to carry the full weight of my regular responsibilities at the same time. My regular workload did not pause simply because I was in the classroom. Specially assigned investigations still required focus and emotional energy. Emails still needed answering. Problems still needed handling. And at the end of those long days, I still came home to a house that needed managing, laundry that needed folding, groceries that needed buying, and all the ordinary responsibilities that continue waiting regardless of how exhausted you are. Life rarely pauses simply because someone is tired. And somewhere in the middle of all that motion, I stopped noticing how much I was carrying because momentum has a way of disguising exhaustion. As long as there is another task demanding your attention, another responsibility pulling at you, another person needing something from you, you keep moving. You tell yourself you will rest later. You tell yourself you just need to get through this week. Then the next week arrives, and you survive that one too. But eventually the noise fades, and when it does, the heart has a way of speaking up. This morning, the house was quiet in a way that almost startled me. After days of constant output, constant engagement, and constant responsibility, there was suddenly nothing demanding immediate performance from me. No adrenaline holding everything upright. No packed schedule, keeping emotion at arm's length. Just silence, coffee growing cold beside me, and the strange realization that I felt overwhelmingly emotional for reasons I could not entirely sort through yet. Not because one catastrophic thing had happened and not because I had fallen apart, but because exhaustion does not always arrive dramatically. Sometimes it reveals itself softly, in the stillness that follows prolonged strength. I think there are people who become so accustomed to carrying the weight of life that they no longer recognize when it has become too heavy. They function so reliably that even those closest to them assume they are fine. They continue meeting obligations, continue showing up, continue helping others, continue surviving grief, pressure, loneliness, disappointment, responsibility, and emotional strain quietly enough that their weariness becomes almost invisible to the outside world. The difficult thing about being perceived as strong is that people often admire the strength while overlooking the cost of it. What they do not see are the private moments after the responsibilities are handled, the moments when the adrenaline wears off and the emotional crash finally catches up. The moments when someone who has spent days being needed everywhere suddenly sits alone in the silence afterward, too emotionally tired to even explain why they feel like crying. I think many strong people live there more often than anyone realizes. And perhaps that is why the words of Jesus feel so deeply personal to me lately. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. There is such tenderness in that invitation because Jesus does not speak only to the visibly broken. He speaks to those carrying burdens that have accumulated slowly over time, to people who are still functioning, still working, still leading, still giving to others while quietly running on emotional fumes themselves. They are the people others lean on without realizing how badly they themselves need somewhere safe to lean to. I think somewhere along the way, many of us learn to equate exhaustion with weakness. We treat rest almost like a reward that must be earned through collapse. We praise people for pushing past their limits and call it resilience, even when their souls are quietly unraveling underneath the pressure. But when I look at Christ, I do not see someone shaming human limitation. I see someone deeply compassionate toward it. Even Jesus withdrew from the crowds to rest. Even the Savior of the world stepped away from the demands pressing against him. He understood something we often forget. Human beings cannot continually pour from empty places without eventually feeling the cost. and maybe that is what I am feeling today. Not failure. Not ingratitude. Not weakness. Just the ache that comes when a heart has been carrying too much for too long without enough rest in between. There is a particular kind of vulnerability that surfaces once the pace finally slows, and you realize how much of your strength was being sustained by necessity alone. During difficult seasons, survival itself becomes momentum. You keep moving because you must. You compartmentalize because there is no immediate alternative. But eventually, life grows quiet enough for the exhaustion to catch up with you. And when it does, it can feel surprisingly emotional. I suspect many people understand that feeling intimately. There are people reading this who have spent years carrying responsibilities no one fully sees. People who hold entire households together while privately battling loneliness. People who continue showing up professionally while emotionally threadbare underneath the surface. People who have endured grief so long that it has simply become part of the architecture of their daily lives. People who have grown so used to being the strong one that they no longer know what it feels like to stop bracing themselves against the weight of everything. And yet, even strong hearts need somewhere to rest. Not somewhere to prove themselves useful yet again. Not somewhere to explain why they are tired. Not somewhere to justify their humanity. Just somewhere safe enough to finally unclench. Sometimes the weary do not need profound answers nearly as much as they need gentleness, a quiet place to breathe, a reminder that they do not have to hold themselves together every second. Even something as simple as being held for a moment can feel holy to a heart that has been carrying too much for too long. That kind of rest is holy because it reminds us that God never asked us to become machines. He never demanded endless output without renewal. He never measured our worth by how silently we could suffer or how efficiently we could carry overwhelming things alone. Perhaps real strength is not found in how long we can survive without breaking. Perhaps it is found in finally becoming honest about our limits and allowing Christ to meet us there without shame. This morning, as the quiet settled around me and the emotion I had outrun finally caught up, I realized something I think many weary people need to hear. Sometimes the tears are not evidence that you are failing. Sometimes they are evidence that your heart has carried faithfully for a very long time. And faithful hearts grow tired too. Lord, for every weary soul reading this today, bring rest that reaches deeper than physical sleep. Meet those who have carried responsibility, grief, pressure, loneliness, and emotional exhaustion quietly for far too long. Remind us that you are gentle with tired people and compassionate toward human limits. Teach us that we do not have to earn rest through collapse and that needing comfort does not make us weak. Help us lay down what we were never meant to carry alone and give our hearts somewhere safe to finally rest. In Jesus' name, amen.